USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House says they will not participate in the impeachment hearings taking place in the House of Representatives on Monday. Jeannie Zeno is a political science professor at Iona College. She joins Fox News and believes,
I think there will be follow, but I think we need to remember Nancy Pelosi as speaker has never lost a vote. I mean, you can't underscore enough. She is probably the most successful speaker in modern American history.
And she knows.
And she knows her votes like the back of her hand.
President Trump is cheering the economy in the latest jobs numbers.
A record 158 million Americans are now working. That's the largest number in the history of our country. We've never had 158 million people working. And we should be breaking the 160 million magic mark fairly soon.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
On the 2020 campaign trail, reaction is still coming in to former Vice President Joe Biden calling someone a liar and then challenging him to a push-up competition. Reporters on Friday caught up with Biden in Iowa.
That it's going to be part of what is the opposition's case. You know, I mean, you know, you've done a bad thing and so-and-so, which is not true. So, but look, we're going to... I'm confident this is, look, Trump's already spending $12 million to try to make the same message, send the same message, and there's nothing to the message. But any rate, I probably shouldn't have challenged him to push-ups.
The U.S. is targeting three Iran-backed Iraqi militia leaders with sanctions. The Treasury Department says the three militia leaders were involved in serious human rights abuses in Iraq. The Treasury Department is also blacklisting an Iraqi business for bribery and corruption. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is telling the Judiciary Committee to draft articles of impeachment against President Trump. Pelosi believes the facts are uncontested and that the president has violated the Constitution in the Ukraine scandal. I had a chance to catch up with Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North. Now he's author of a new book titled The Rifleman, which comes out on Tuesday. And one of the things we discussed was this impeachment process that's going on and how he feels this will work out for the Democrats.
Well, you know, look, Tim, you and I probably, you know, we're not the only Americans who listened to what Jonathan Turley testified to last week. But Jonathan Turley was the only one of the four, quote, constitutional law experts that saw this travesty for what it really is. It's a terrible, terrible mistake. And what it does is and Turley pointed this out, it lowers the standard of behavior in future Congresses when somebody else decides this guy shouldn't be in office. And sadly, it could indeed be a Republican Congress that does that to the next president. It's a terrible mistake that they've made in this.
Ford Motor Company has issued a recall for over 240,000 Super Duty pickup trucks built between 2017 and 2019. The vehicles involved all have electric tailgate releases that could fall due to water getting in the electrical wiring. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.